闸北区2015届高三英语第一学期期末试卷第一卷
1. Listening Comprehension Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it,Read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Hello, I have purchased this pair of shoes at the men's footwear department, and I am looking for the customer service to get the receipt.
All right, sir. Just go straight ahead, and you will see the customer service station on your left.
Question. Where does this conversation most probably take place?
2. Mr. Jackson, I'd like to have a talk with you about little Jimmy. He hasn't been himself recently and has failed 3 exams.
He is even more annoying at home, obsessed with computer games. I'm going to take away his notebook computer tonight.
Question. What's the possible relationship between the two speakers?
3.We're going to the beach in the south tomorrow. Would you like to join us?
Sounds like a good idea to get away from the extreme heat of the season.
Question. In which season does the conversation most probably take place?
4. I thought the newly released movie, which received many positive reviews, must be interesting.
But it turned out to be the opposite.Didn't it?
Question. What does the man think of the movie?
5. Hey, what's up? You are out of breath.
I was almost late for work. I caught the train at the last minute.
Question. What could be learned about the woman?
6.My daughter's Halloween dress scared everyone at school yesterday.
If I were you, I wouldn't have invested 1/3 of my monthly salary in the clothes just for my kid's one day wearing.
Question. What does the man mean? 7. Jack, would you like to join the school tennis club? It's wonderful.
I should say I envy you.I just turned in my term paper, and now I am collecting information for the school conference, which is to begin next week.
Question. What is the man doing now? 8. It's said that Gabby had a good relationship with his neighbors.
But wasn't it he that kept speaking ill of his neighbors? You must have heard the wrong story.
Question.What can be learned from the conversation? 9. How many people will come to today's lecture?
Well, we had received 80 applications online, and 40 people called to apply, but it's quite cold, so only half the applicants have confirmed to come.
Question. How many people are going to attend the lecture?10. Can men here show the least respect to a pregnant woman by not smoking?
But they don't know you are pregnant.
Question. What does the man mean? 2. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages, and you'll be asked 3 questions on each of the passages.The passages will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Animal testing, or animal research, refers to the use of animals in an experiment. It is estimated that 50 to 100 million animals worldwide are used yearly or killed during the experiments. Animal research is carried out inside universities, medical schools, drug companies, on farms, and so on. The vast majority of lab animals are bred for research purposes, while a small number is caught in the wild. Groups supporting animal research say, animal research has played an important role in almost every major medical advance of the last century. Many major developments that led to Nobel Prizes involved animal research. The earliest references to animal testing are found in the writings of the Greeks in the 2nd and 4th centuries BC. Aristotle, 384 to 322 BC, was among the first to perform experiments on living animals. Animals have played a role in many well-known experiments. On November 3, 1957, a Russian dog became the first of many animals to orbit the Earth. In 1996, Dolly, the sheep, was born as the first animal to be cloned. This topic causes strong opinions. Groups against animal research say that animal testing is unnecessary and a poor scientific practice. They say the costs outweigh the benefits, and some say animals have a right not to be used for experiments.
Now listen again, please.
Animal testing, or animal research, refers to the use of animals in an experiment. It is estimated that 50 to 100 million animals worldwide are used yearly or killed during the experiments. Animal research is carried out inside universities, medical schools, drug companies, on farms, and so on. The vast majority of lab animals are bred for research purposes, while a small number is caught in the wild. Groups supporting animal research say, animal research has played an important role in almost every major medical advance of the last century. Many major developments that led to Nobel Prizes involved animal research. The earliest references to animal testing are found in the writings of the Greeks in the 2nd and 4th centuries BC. Aristotle, 384 to 322 BC, was among the first to perform experiments on living animals. Animals have played a role in many well-known experiments. On November 3, 1957, a Russian dog became the first of many animals to orbit the Earth. In 1996, Dolly, the sheep, was born as the first animal to be cloned. This topic causes strong opinions. Groups against animal research say that animal testing is unnecessary and a poor scientific practice. They say the costs outweigh the benefits, and some say animals have a right not to be used for experiments.
Questions. 11. How many animals are said to be the victims of animal research every year?
Who was among the first to perform experiments on living animals, according to the passage?
What does the writer really mean by mentioning the Russian dog and the cloned sheep?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Good evening. Welcome to the first meeting of our spring cycling season. It's a pleasure to see so many new faces here. I certainly hope that most of you will soon feel right at home with our group and bicycling will become a regular hobby for you and a part of your physical fitness routine. Some of you may not realize that the state of New Jersey offers plentiful opportunities for bicycles of all abilities. We have rolling countries, miles of beaches, lovely hills and valleys, and thousands of miles of little used roads. Beginners will find the shores and areas south of Princeton suitable for their needs. Well, expert riders will discover that the steep trails of the region around High Point offer a challenge to their skill and staying power. In addition, New Jersey is rich in places of historical interest. The colonial architecture, battlefields of the Revolution, and other historical sites are important in the early history of this country. We'll organize tours to a variety of places nearly every weekend. Next Saturday's tour will relatively be an easy one. From Rutgers University to the Gateway National Park. Interested cyclists should meet at 8 a.m. in the parking lot at Hamilton Street. The minimum time for this tour is about 6 hours. Each new rider should team up with more experienced rider in order that no one will be left behind on the backwoods. You can pick up a map of Saturday's tour at the information table before you leave this evening.
Now listen again, please.
Good evening. Welcome to the first meeting of our spring cycling season. It's a pleasure to see so many new faces here. I certainly hope that most of you will soon feel right at home with our group and bicycling will become a regular hobby for you and a part of your physical fitness routine. Some of you may not realize that the state of New Jersey offers plentiful opportunities for bicycles of all abilities. We have rolling countries, miles of beaches, lovely hills and valleys, and thousands of miles of little used roads. Beginners will find the shores and areas south of Princeton suitable for their needs, while expert riders will discover that the steep trails of the region around High Point offer a challenge to their skill and staying power. In addition, New Jersey is rich in places of historical interest. The colonial architecture, battlefields of the Revolution, and other historical sites are important in the early history of this country. We'll organize tours to a variety of places nearly every weekend. Next Saturday's tour will relatively be an easy one. From Rutgers University to the Gateway National Park. Interested cyclists should meet at 8 a.m. in the parking lot at Hamilton Street. The minimum time for this tour is about 6 hours. Each new rider should team up with more experienced rider in order that no one will be left behind on the backwoods. You can pick up a map of Saturday's tour at the information table before you leave this evening.
Questions. 14. What is the purpose of the talk?
Fifteen. Why does the speaker mention the historical site?
16. What will some of the listeners probably do on Saturday?
16. Section C. Directions. In Section C, you will hear two longer conversations. The conversations will be read twice. After you hear each conversation, you are required to fill in the numbered blanks with the information you have heard. Write your answers on your answer sheet. Blanks 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation. Complete the form. Write one word for each answer.
Hello, Miss Bingley. Can I have a word with you?
Sure, Jack. What's up?
I am thinking of changing my major.
Changing major? It's a big deal. Why?
You know, I chose the current major last year mainly because my parents wanted me to work in the financing business in the future. I myself have totally no interest in analyzing data and reading financial statements.
I see. The major of finance can sometimes be very boring. No wonder you want to drop it. But what major do you want to transfer to?
I've always been interested in designing, and I hesitated between architecture and advertising. After considering the future job prospects, I think architecture is more suitable for me.
Architecture? It's a hot major. I'm afraid it's not easy to transfer to the major. For the first-year students, you need to have 5 credits for the major.
I have selected several courses of the subject, and the 5 credits requirement is fine for me.
All right. Please fill in the application first, and then you can wait for our decision.
Thank you.
Now listen again, please.
Hello, Miss Bingley. Can I have a word with you?
Sure, Jack. What's up?
I am thinking of changing my major.
Changing major? It's a big deal. Why?
You know, I chose the current major last year mainly because my parents wanted me to work in the financing business in the future. I myself have totally no interest in analyzing data and reading financial statements.
I see. The major of finance can sometimes be very boring. No wonder you want to drop it. But what major do you want to transfer to?
I've always been interested in designing, and I hesitated between architecture and advertising. After considering the future job prospects, I think architecture is more suitable for me.
Architecture? It's a hot major. I'm afraid it's not easy to transfer to the major. For the first-year students, you need to have 5 credits for the major.
I have selected several courses of the subject, and the 5 credits requirement is fine for me.
All right. Please fill in the application first, and then you can wait for our decision.
Thank you. Blanks 21 through 24 are based on the following conversation. Complete the form. Write no more than 3 words for each answer.
Peter, we already found to be reading a book. What is it?
It's about a hot concept, The Fast Diet, written by Dr. Michael Mosley.
You mean that British television producer?
Yes, he is famous for the shows he has presented.
For example?
His show, Truth About Exercise, was shown first in 2012, which gave air to current thinking about different exercise types, which might help achieve health benefits. And of course, he was most famous for his book, The Fast Diet.
The one you are reading?
Yes. Many people may wonder whether it is possible to eat normally and become slimmer and healthier as a result. Dr. Mosley gave the answer in the book.
So the answer is?
Of course it's possible. You must limit your food intake for 2 days each week, and you will lose weight quickly and effortlessly.
Amazing.
But the most important thing about the idea of the fast diet is that it's indeed a lifestyle choice that could transform health. Celebrities like Beyoncé, Jennifer Lopez, and Posh Spice, Victoria, are all its fans.
Wonderful. I should read the book myself.
Now listen again, please.
Peter, we already found to be reading a book. What is it?
It's about a hot concept, The Fast Diet, written by Dr. Michael Mosley.
You mean that British television producer?
Yes, he is famous for the shows he has presented.
For example?
His show, Truth About Exercise, was shown first in 2012, which gave air to current thinking about different exercise types, which might help achieve health benefits. And of course, he was most famous for his book, The Fast Diet.
The one you are reading?
Yes. Many people may wonder whether it is possible to eat normally and become slimmer and healthier as a result. Dr. Mosley gave the answer in the book.
So the answer is?
Of course it's possible. You must limit your food intake for 2 days each week, and you will lose weight quickly and effortlessly.
Amazing.
But the most important thing about the idea of the fast diet is that it's indeed a lifestyle choice that could transform health. Celebrities like Beyoncé, Jennifer Lopez, and Posh Spice, Victoria, are all its fans.
Wonderful. I should read the book myself.
That's the end of Listening Comprehension.
听力部分到此结束。